Well, welcome to Cornerstone Church's online podcast. This is Pastor Barry. Hope and pray that you will be ministered to as you listen to today's sermon.
To start off, I'm going to open in prayer. So, thank you, Father, for bringing us to church today. We thank you for the life and caring for us till now, and we thank you for the family, the friends, and everything you've done for us. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to talk about the retreat yesterday. Yesterday was very fun. I felt like I was meant to be there. We all had a good time. It was like heaven there. Like, everything was awesome, amazing. Everybody was worshiping God. And I don't know what to say, because it was good. I felt happy. Everyone felt happy. And that's pretty much it.
Good morning, church. I don't know how any of the adults are still standing right now. I went home. So I have a bit of a fun story that isn't so much a testimony to what God did, like throughout the teaching and stuff, but actually what happened just before it started. So if you've ever tried to organize an event where people have to buy tickets and we have to buy them like 6 months in advance, it can be crazy. Amen. And so we purchased a whole bunch of tickets back when they were like early bird pricing. They just went on sale and we were so excited. And then we discovered that we were getting a whole bunch of new people coming to join us. And so we got scared. So then we went and purchased a whole bunch more tickets that we were hoping we would need. We didn't need them. So we're on our way out to the retreat, and we have like 10 tickets that we can't use. That's a lot of money. And so God is so good. And so I'm here to tell you what happened with those 10 tickets. God gave me the idea to try and sell them, because that's cool. The organizers were like, oh yeah, we don't buy them back. We can't give you a refund. And I said, but can I sell them to people? So I left my number at the front desk, and I don't know, 20 minutes later, my phone rings and I've got a call, and there's this little teenager. She's there and she just needs one ticket, because she didn't know she needed a ticket. And she was there by herself in this crazy conference, and she just walked up and said, what's going on? I want to come in. So we sold her one ticket, and then I had 9 left. And I'm like, selling these one at a time is going to suck. So my phone rings again, and I've got this lady, and she's like, hey, I heard you have tickets. And I said, yeah, I have tickets. And she's like, cool, I'd like to buy some. So I go out, and I have 9 tickets to sell, and I'm prepared to say, you buy all 9 or you get none. So I walk out the door. I'm like, hi, how many tickets do you need? She said, I need 9. I said, funny thing, I have 9 tickets. Would you mind paying for them at full price? She said, not at all. I said, wonderful. So this lady, she purchased the 9 tickets, but what is even more crazy, and just a testimony to what God can do, and the faith. I thought I had faith. Okay, this youth leader, she is from Fernie, BC. Okay, so they hopped on a bus to come here. And when they were getting on the bus, they had 9 more people than they had tickets for. It's a sold out event. I would not be taking 9 youth that I didn't have tickets for on a bus to a sold out event a province away. But she did. And I said, what were you going to do when you got there? She said, I don't know. And I said, isn't God amazing? He had a plan. We had 9 extra tickets. You had 9 that you needed. She paid full price. We actually made money on those tickets because we bought them at Early Bird. And so God is so good. I just want to say that in our moments in our life, that God provides exactly what we need. You know, there was a little girl. God knew that she was coming to this conference. She didn't know. We didn't know. It was a sold-out event, and God knew that that one girl was coming, and God knew that those 9 kids were coming, and he made a way for everybody to get in. So I just thought that was amazing. I'm not going to preach to you. Other people have to talk. Thank you.
Good morning, church. So before I went to the retreat, I had a lot of stress in the week because I had a test coming up. It was actually tomorrow. I didn't study, but when I went to the retreat and I saw everyone worshiping, I had peace and I was calm and I just gave it to God and I had fun. So that, yeah.
Good morning, church. My name is Manasseh. Throughout this weekend, there was a lot of great experiences, from the teachings to the Hovi concert, and of course, OJ the DJ. But the best experience I had was worship. It was during the worship where you felt a sense of peace and surrender as the Spirit moved throughout the crowd. So let's make sure we get to Change Conference 2026.
Hello. This weekend, it was actually my first experience on a concert, and you could see lots of people crying tears of joy, and I have a story similar to one of the people on the stage, a story similar to that story. When I was younger, I would always play Legos with my dad in my bedroom, right, and he was downstairs talking to my mom, and I was waiting for him, and I just had the stupid decision to look over the railings, and I slipped and fell 14 feet, and I had to go to the hospital. There was thousands of people praying for me, and I was perfectly fine when I got out. But Jesus healed me.
Good morning, church. So this was my first youth retreat ever. So I experienced joy in the youth retreat while fighting battles and problems at the same time. And it helped me because some songs had the lyrics that I needed to hear, and it helped me a lot in that event.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
So this is my first ever retreat, and I really liked it a lot. I met new people, and everybody was worshiping, and yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Good morning, church.
My name
is Beza, and I've recently went on a trip with my Friday Revival Youth Group to this youth retreat program called Change Conference. I wasn't exactly sure what to expect. Throughout the breakouts, worship, and even the quiet moments, I felt something. It wasn't the powerful messages or the energy in the room. It was his presence surrounding me, feeling me during the worship. It was when I lifted my hands and sang, I could generally feel him standing next to me, telling me that I was seen, loved, and forgaven. I felt at peace, forgot about all my worries and doubts, and the distractions that were pulling me away from getting closer to God. In that moment, it was just me and God. I felt truly connected to him. I was so grateful for this experience. So thank you, church, for giving us the opportunity to attend this retreat that helped me get closer to God.
Hi, my name is Ryder. Good morning, church. So on the retreat, I felt more close and connected to God, and I felt like I could be more open about everything because I knew nobody there would judge me, and I just felt kind of free to be myself, and yeah.
Good morning, morning, church. My name is Nate, as you probably know. If you don't, then I'm Nate. Like Ryder said, it was really freeing just to be there because all of us had one thing in common, and that's Jesus. Yeah. And that's about it. It was really fun to do. It was my first time going, and yeah.
Good morning, church. My name's Daniel, and for those of you that know me, I've been drifting in and out of this church for a little while, and going to that retreat brought up some feelings I haven't felt since I first started coming here, and towards the end, I started to get a bit emotional because feelings I felt for a while after saying some pretty mean things to my father started to feel a lot lighter than it has before, and it was just an experience that I can never forget, and I would recommend sending your kids to it. It's a break for the parents, but also fun for us, and yeah, thank you.
Good morning, church. My name is Purity. So I'm going to talk about how I felt during Change Conference. I felt that I had more relationship with God, and I prayed. I said, Lord, I'm sorry for all my sins, and he said, my dear, all your sins has been forgiven. And then I said to myself, I'm going to give my life to Christ. After, I promised myself that every day I'm going to read my Bible.
Good morning, church. My name is Peace. Yesterday at the retreat, it was so powerful. It was so fun. I felt God. I felt Jesus because I really had a rough week and it wasn't good. And yesterday at the last preaching, the man I was preaching was like, oh, you should know. So, because he had this one friend, right, that was drinking and stuff like that, so he had a really bad car accident, and he was stuck in the hospital, and the doctor told him that he wouldn't be able to walk and talk, but God did a miracle. So he went to church, and the next day the church, his friend was like, oh, you should come to, you know, our youth revival, it's so good, it's so powerful. Then he went, and the pastor was like, you should, you know, if you want to surrender your life to him, you should surrender your life to him because he's so good. And I was like, if he could surrender his life, I could surrender mine. I could surrender my worries to him. And I went up, my hands were in the air. I was crying because I felt his presence. I felt his love. And he was so powerful. He was so good. And I think because sometimes I feel lonely. I feel like God is not with me. Nobody's with me. But that was the devil. That was a lie from the devil. And I got Pastor, I got Jacob, I got Emma, I got my family in church, I got my mom. Love to my mom, and I got my dad too, I got my siblings, and thank God for that, and I got him too. God is good.
Good morning, church. I wanted to talk about something cool that happened to me. So a few years ago, some of the Four Square people wouldn't know about this, but I've been going to a Sunnyside camp, and I've been having like crazy miracles there. I've been seeing visions of other people I don't even know. I've been able to just worship God and not feel scared about it. So that's what I've been doing in the past. And then, so when I came to this retreat, I wasn't so much like following God anymore. I was caught up in school. I wasn't paying attention to what God was telling me. So I knew I had to do something about that. And so it was the last day I started praying and stuff, and I could feel like obviously like God was there in the room. So I just closed my eyes and I started praying, and I ended up having another vision about me in my school. I was just like talking about God, just evangelizing and just doing all of that. So, yeah. And then another thing that happened was I was praying for two people, Daniel and I think Emma. And all I did was I just said, I'm proud of you both. And I started like breaking down and stuff. So those were the two like things that happened.
Hi, everyone. Okay, I had to write this down last night because a lot happened to me this week. So I'm going to pull that up. I am so tired. There's no way I was going to remember everything. So I just had to write it down in the moment. Here it is. First of all, thank you, church, for supporting and helping sponsor some of the kids for going on this because it was such an amazing experience. So I'm going to start off on Friday. Friday, I wasn't feeling so great. I was kind of sick that whole day. And when we got there, there was a lot happening. I wasn't really engaged. I wasn't as engaged as I wanted to be. So we got back to the church, and I just went home because I thought I shouldn't sleep here so I can feel good enough and come back tomorrow. I woke up, I was feeling great, but I had this feeling that what if I'm sick there? What if I get sick again and I can't do anything? Then I thought, that's the devil, that's not me. And I just said to myself, be gone, Satan, because if I'm sick, I'm going to praise the Lord. If I'm healthy, I'm going to praise the Lord. And that's exactly what I did. I went there, and I had an amazing experience. So the first two were pretty good. I felt him. It was the second worship session where I really felt him. I was up front, and I got lucky. We got lucky all the time. We got the front row seats, so we were able to like run up right away to get to the front of the stage area. It was planned very well. And I was right there, and I was just worshiping, closing my eyes, praying. And it's a funny feeling when God comes upon, when the Spirit comes upon you. It's not like goosebumps, but you feel different. And I just started to cry, asking for forgiveness and thanking Him for all He's done for me. And it was just an amazing experience. So we kept on going. Then the second service that came, it was the third worship where I was up front again, and I was just closing my eyes. And the third one was very powerful for everyone, I think. Everyone was worshiping, and I'm a junior leader at Revival. I'm not fully a leader, but I still want to get the youth closer to Jesus. So when I was up there and I looked up and I saw everyone worshiping, all the youth from our group, I start to cry because I know I may not be fully a leader and one of those, but I'm still up here preaching. I'm still up there drumming, but it's not me doing it. It's Jesus. So Jesus was working through them. It's not me that's getting them to worship. It's God. And it was just such an amazing experience to see those kids worshiping and the youth and me as well. I had amazing experiences. I closed my eyes again, and I was praying, and I looked up, and this is where it got crazy. I look up, and I see this white light going through everyone. I thought maybe it's just a light, but it was beautiful. It was this beautiful light going through everyone, and it was the Spirit. It was going through every single person in that room, and it was just surreal, because it wasn't just like one of those beam lights going through. It was going through every single person in that room. And that's how I knew that God was there, that He was moving through everyone in that room. And I just want to thank the church and everyone for helping all of us get there. Thank you.
Wow, there's a lot of people here. Well, this morning I looked at the youth, and I could see a difference in them already. They're all sparkling and shining with something over them for sure. Well, I had a little bit of a different experience than everybody else this weekend. I my goal was to communicate with a random stranger and have a really deep conversation with him. And I actually got that from a young man. He was telling me how he was always into partying, drugs, and drinking, and he doesn't remember driving home half the time, and he was surprised he was still alive. Then his friend told him to come to this church thing, and he started going, and now he's traveling Canada with this youth retreat, volunteering all over Canada. And I told him that's God working in mysterious ways for you. He has bigger, better plans for you. Then I went to a service, and the speaker, I related him to a T from school. Teachers were mean to him, picked on him, threw stuff at him. I was that kid. That happened to me. Then at the very end there, I was sitting there and I looked up and I was just in my own thoughts, and something came over me. I was starting to talk to my friend that passed away. He told me he's at peace, he's resting, he's happy, he's enjoying himself right now. And he told me to let go of all the hatred and the revenge I feel for what happened to him. And he told me he wants me to continue on my journey, and he wants me to continue on what I'm doing with these kids and continue on with my church. Thank you.
Good morning, church. This weekend was a life-changing experience. The worship was amazing and very moving. I enjoyed watching our youth engage in the worship and just have experiences and with the presence of the Lord, and just that their lives changed. The breakout sessions, there was one on grief, and some of you may not know, but I lost my cousin in late December, and it has been hard for me to deal with the pain of it. It made me realize that I wasn't fully giving myself the time to grieve and fully go through all of the emotions of losing my cousin, and instead I just bottled it up and pushed it aside. The speaker talked about how we don't serve a God who doesn't understand, but instead we are closer with God in the midst of our suffering and pain. This was empowering because I usually hide all my problems from God, and I try to deal with them myself. I used to feel like God wouldn't understand, but I know that isn't true now. The speaker also mentioned how letting God strip away your old identity and letting him strip it away so you can find a new identity in God. And this opened my eyes and made me realize that I don't want my old identity anymore, and I want to continue to build my new identity in God. As well as during the last worship session, it was either the second or third song before it closed off, and I just felt that I had to kneel down and I had to just be closer with him on the floor. And so I kneeled down and I was worshiping and praying, and Jackson put his hand on me and I broke completely. But my whole body just started to shake, and I felt all of the pain and suffering that my cousin had went through right before he died just go through me. And it felt like I was asking God to forgive his sins and asking God to accept him, even though he's passed. And it was life-changing and made me realize that I get the time to grieve, and that all of the grief that I did bottle up just kind of washed away, and I was able to just express it in that moment. And it was life-changing. Thank you.
Good morning, church. First off, I want to thank you for the church for making this retreat happen. It was a life-changing for me. It was also my first retreat. And as a leader, I want to say that I am very, very proud of our youth. I definitely see the change in you guys, and you guys are growing. What I experienced is, about a month ago, similar to what Emma had said, I had lost a very, very close friend. And I'm still really grieving about it. I was falling away a little bit about a month ago when I lost my friend, and this retreat just really helped me. In the last session that we had, I just all of a sudden fell to the floor. I was worshiping, I was crying. I all of a sudden felt a hand on my shoulder. I believe it was Jacob's hand that was on my shoulder, and as soon as he touched me, I just I started crying. I was bawling. I don't know exactly what happened, but I believe it was God telling me that my friend is safe and with him, and that I shouldn't stop living my life, and that my friend is looking down on me, and she just wants me to continue what I'm doing. I have a four-year-old that's getting to know the Lord, she just wants me to continue to do that, and this retreat has really helped me to grow closer to God and to just go to him whenever I'm having a really hard time.
And Dean's a little tired and weary, but we're here. So I actually spent more time alone here at the church than I did at the retreat. But the moments that I was there were pretty powerful. So I want to speak to you about generational wealth today, because I was in a leaders meeting and they had said that when you follow God, there is a return on your investment. That is our return. I believe we had 5 kids surrender to Christ this weekend. And that's just beautiful. And so generational wealth. We have leaders that I used to teach in Sunday school. We have leaders that I knew when they were in their mother's womb. We have youth that came up under me through Sunday school. And now we have leaders that are raising their children in this church. And I just think that it is a beautiful thing to look around this room and see the generational wealth that we are creating. And I just thank God and praise God that I could be a part of this weekend and that I made it through. Amen.
Good morning, church. My name is Cheyenne. I had the honor of attending the youth conference with our amazing group. Going into it, I knew it would be powerful, but I wasn't prepared for how deeply it would have moved me. Throughout the weekend, I watched our young people step out of their comfort zone, lean into worship, ask hard questions, and open their hearts to God in new ways. There was this one moment, standing at the back of the room, where I just looked around and I saw them praying, crying, laughing, worshiping freely, and I realized, this is it. This is what it was all about. Watching them each take ownership of their own walk with Christ, making it personal, making it real. It was such a heart-filled, humbling moment, seeing firsthand the seeds that we've planted to begin to grow in them, right before our eyes. I'm beyond proud of each and every single one of them. God is doing something real in this generation, and it's being a part of their journey is the greatest blessing. So thank you for trusting me and us with them, Jesus, for what they're doing. And I was in my scripture this weekend, and I was in 3 John chapter 1, verse 4. It says, I could have no greater joy than to hear that my children are following the truth. And they're following his truth on their own path. And that was a blessing in itself.
Well, first, before I say anything, doesn't she look amazing? Now I feel like I should have written something down because there's a lot of thoughts going on through my head. So do you want to go first or should I start? Or?
You can go first.
All right. The jury has spoken and now I get to go first. Where do I begin? Let's start from the top. February was when I met most of you guys. And that's only been, 2 months? And I feel so accepted and welcomed by all the youth here. Like, since day one, this guy, Jacob, I do not understand. Like, you cannot put me and him in the same room side by side and have things be calm. They will testify, everyone here can testify, that me and Jacob, we rile each other up, we get everyone riled up, the youth have a fantastic time, and like, that brings me back to my days as a youth, because I was one of those kids sitting in one of these seats as a youth, and I had leaders who would hype us up, who would rile us up, who would get us engaged, who would, like, get us excited about being part of the youth group, and that's one of the things that got me interested in being a youth leader, because I wanted to get the opportunity to be able to kind of impart that on someone else's life, because every once in a while, every couple of months, a couple of years, something will happen, or I'll go to an event, or I'll have a thought, and I'll just send a Facebook message or a text message to my old youth leader and be like, thank you so much for putting up with all of my nonsense for the number of years. I know it was a handful, I was several handfuls, and riling up the guys and all of us, like, we always had Monster energy drinks for everything. None of these kids had energy drinks, so we didn't have to put up with any of that. But our youth leaders back in my day, they had to put up with all that energy. I do not know how they did it. And, like, these kids are amazing is what I'm trying to say. And I'm just glad that I was able to see some of them take huge steps in their faith and surrender their lives to Christ and just worshiping freely. And yeah, I feel blessed to be able to be part of their journey, and I feel blessed to be able to be welcomed by every single one of you. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Kids and parents, thank you for trusting us with your kids. It's a big deal. It's a big responsibility. So thank you. Thank you. And
yeah. I guess I'm going to speak from a different perspective. I don't have the energy that he does, but that's okay. So it's been an honor being a youth leader here. We came in at the same time, so it's been fantastic getting to know the kids, getting to see them grow, getting to see them open up, so that's been really good. For me, I've never been to a youth retreat before, so this was my first time. And it was really, really good to see, like, how many kids showed up for that event. I was surprised, and I was impressed as well. So it was really good to get the kids in that moment, getting to hear from the preachers, getting to hear from the breakout sessions, and just see how they were transformed by it. On a more personal level for myself, I think I got to attend one of the breakout sessions, and it was called Being a Friend of God. And that really spoke to me because I got to see, like, some of the youth just answering questions as to, like, you know, what are your expectations when you're coming to God? And they're like, oh, you have to be professional. You have to act a certain way. It's like you're speaking to your manager versus a friend. And it put a lot of things in perspective for me because I am older than them, but I still feel the same way with God. But it was really nice getting to hear the speaker really bring to perspective that, you know, we don't have to be that way with God, that we can really level with him. We can really come as we are, and he accepts us just the way we are. So that was really good to see that the kids are getting that at a young age. I didn't get that. So it was really good to hear them say that and also, like, put into perspective a lot of things. And I also got to attend the youth leader talk as well, and he talked about distractions. She talked about distractions, and he also put into perspective for me things that in my life as well, like things that I let distract me, my phone, my work. You know, as an adult, you just forget some of the things that you used to do as kids and the time you had, and, you know, being a child in the presence of God. And it really made me realize that, you know, some of the things that I hold really dear to my heart are not necessarily the things I should be holding dear to my heart. So it really put a lot of things into perspective for me. So, and I'm so glad that the kids got to experience that. And I just hope, and I just want to encourage everyone. Sorry, my voice is shaking. I'm not very good at this. I just want to encourage the kids. Keep coming. Keep showing up. He just started with you, so don't give up. I know that you guys have a lot of things that is going on in your life. I can't even imagine. But just keep showing up for yourself, because you love yourself, and he loves you as well. So, yeah.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hi, guys. I'm Jacob. How's everyone doing? Oh, man, where do I even begin? What do I begin to say? Well, first off, let's give a round of applause for our leaders. You know what I mean? Couldn't have done it without him. Lindeen, we appreciate you so much, your hard work, everything. Thank you, parents. Give your hands up to your parents. Come on. Your parents trusted us. I don't know why, but they did. Yikes, no pressure at all. But I promise they were in good hands, except when I was on Ben's shoulders. Then I was in Ben's hands, but it's fine. It's fine. We like to party. I don't know. We like to party. There's so much I want to say. The first thing is, this is the card that they handed out to each one of those kids. And I wish that I could see it, like see what the kids wrote down, but maybe that's got to stay personal between them and God. But I encourage you to write down in your journal, what's a lie that God's been, or that the devil's been telling you that God wants to change? What's a lie that you've been believing that God's saying, I'm going to turn that for good? This weekend was really funny. I ran into some old friends that hurt me very deeply at a youth conference. Like, that's not emotionally challenging at all. So ran into some old friends, and we mended some bridges. But there were some lies that I was believing along the way up until this weekend about myself. There were some lies that I had been believing for a long time that God's saying, okay, I'm going to fix that now. We need to move on. Enough. The growth that I've seen in your kids is just unbelievable. I want to thank you guys that you have given me the opportunity to serve here. It is honestly the greatest honor and privilege of my life. Every weekend, the only time I feel like myself is when I'm here. I got to go to work, and I have to be professional, y'all. Like, I'm not professional at all. If you know me, oh, good morning. Like, it's not me. It's not me. I'm here jumping with the kids, dancing around, throwing basketballs at their head. Like, that's, I'm just kidding. That's who I am. I'm just kidding. It was only one time on an accident. I'm just kidding. But this is where I'm meant to be, and this is where your kids are meant to be. This is in Matthew chapter 19, verse 14 and 15. But Jesus said, let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children. And he placed his hands on their heads and blessed them before he left. Kids, don't ever think that you are not good enough, that you're not worthy enough. God serves and works through the youth. And I think if you want evidence of that, we just got our evidence this weekend where 1,100 youth were serving the Lord. And if each one of you catches that fire, we can see a real difference in Calgary. Our heart is for Northeast Calgary. That's where my heart is. For these people who are so lost and confused. And I believe that we can make a difference, and it starts with you guys. We talked at the leaders meeting, and it was about getting your kids ready to go out. And that makes me kind of scared. Like, you guys can't leave me. You're stuck this way. You can't leave. You can't. But my job is to get you ready to go out there and be disciples, to be fisher of men. That's what I'm supposed to do. And it's going to be really sad when you have to leave. It's going to be really sad when you have to go, but I'm going to be so grateful to see you go out and make a real difference in the world, to go build churches, to evangelize, go on mission trips. You are young. Go out and serve Jesus. Make a real difference. And I believe you can. With everything in me, I believe you guys can make a difference in the world. I want to close off just reading Psalm 23. This was sort of the theme of the weekend. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessing. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Oh, you guys. I love you all so much. Something happened for me at the retreat as well. We live in a crazy time. Crazy time. There's crazy things happening in our world. These kids here have got challenges far greater than any challenge that I ever faced as a young person. You know, I looked out over 1,100 kids. Praising God. And I was filled with hope. I'm filled with hope because of you guys. I'm filled with hope because God is going to take you guys and he's going to change the world through you. And hope just flowed through me at the sight of these kids who are totally surrendered to Jesus. They didn't care. They were crying. They didn't care what their friends thought. They didn't care what if anybody was looking at them funny because they fell to their knees sobbing. They didn't care. They cared about Jesus. And that just fills my heart with hope. This world's not so crazy because of Jesus. And you guys are, you're walking around with the power of God in you. And he's going to raise you up. And you guys are going to change this crazy world into something that makes sense. And I just want to tell you a story that happened. It was probably 40 years ago. I was picking my kids up at Dr. Gordon Higgins' school just over here. And I was watching the kids come out. And there was a group of them, a gang of them, you know, green hair, yellow hair, purple hair, tattoos, big earrings, piercings. And this one kid came, they were coming out to the bushes by where I was parked to pick up my kids. And they were doing drugs in the bushes. And my heart just broke. My heart broke to see them coming out of school, hiding in the bushes doing drugs. And something in me snapped. I'm picking up my kids to take them to their music lessons. I'm picking up my kids to take them to the hockey rink. And these kids are hiding in the bushes doing drugs, and my heart broke. And this one kid and I made eye contact. And what I saw in his eyes was emptiness. His eyes were so empty. And I started to cry, and I put my head down on the steering wheel. And I said, oh God, you got to send somebody to do something for these kids. And I'm telling you the truth when I say this. It's the only time in my life that I heard the audible voice of God. And he said two words to me. I'm going to demonstrate. I'm sitting in my car. Like this, I'm broken, I'm weeping. I'm praying for these kids that are in the bushes doing drugs. God, you have to send somebody to do something. And he spoke two words and he said, it's you. He said to me, it's you. And through an incredible story that you would it would take me too long to tell, I gotta write a book someday. I wanna tell you how the Lord has moved in my life. That I have fallen in love with youth for the last 40 years. And whether I've been pastoring or not, I've been youthing. I can't not youth. I can't not youth. It is in me. I started with the likes of Jordan. Do you know, we're so lucky you're alive. And the only reason you're alive is because of Jesus. And you know it and I know it. Jasmine, the only reason that you were alive is because of Jesus. And you know it and I know it. And you were one of those kids, and you were one of those kids. And some of these kids would be there except for Jesus and give all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise to Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Cornerstone Church's online podcast. May God continue to richly bless you and lead you as we follow Jesus together.